preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those winning moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine.
But
killed by a man with a switchblade knife.
Welcome to the show, folks. You are tuned into the Trump Phenomenon here on April 13th, 2017. More than 2 days away from your tax deadline. George, isn't it the 18th this year? Something like that. So here we are, and that'll be one area where Donald Trump, of course, has not had a chance to deliver yet, and is still in his first 100 days. Hopefully, tax time next year, your tax bill, mine, and everybody else's will go down. Welcome to the show. This is a call-in show. It's live. George in Maryland is with us. George, thank you.
Good to be here, James, on a day of cowboy diplomacy.
I'm looking at a picture here at the Moab dropped in Afghanistan. We will take your calls, of course, on this live show. So it's 800-313-9443, our phone number, 800-313-9443. You can call in now. And the engineer will direct my attention to you. Let me get that call-in board up. There it is. And we'll talk about things Trump and things Patriot. The sponsor of this show, we'll talk about the American Freedom Party. The sponsor of this show and the other six shows. We do a total of six shows a week, 8 hours of radio. The sponsor of all these shows, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, is the American Freedom Party. Our website is to be found at theamericanfreedomparty.us. And take a look at theamericanfreedomparty.us. You'll hear some spots some plugs for the American Freedom Party during the course of this and all of our other shows. Paul Fromm, our frequent co-host here, is our international advisor. Folks like, well, you can't say the word like in front of the name, Dr. Kevin MacDonald. There aren't folks like Dr. Kevin MacDonald, but he is one of our directors, and the same can be said of folks like Dr. Tom Sunick, one of the directors, and our chairman. Same thing applies to William Daniel Johnson, attorney out in Los Angeles, who is our chairman. Looking here at the Matt Drudge is all over these stories today on the Moab dropped in Afghanistan, and you know, there's a picture here of Kim Jong-un looking through a pair of binoculars right next to the Moab. I don't know if the irony is intentional there or the association for Matt Drudge. It probably is. If I'm Kim Jong-un and I'm looking at the Moab, they're really, you know, there's no, I don't think there's any structure or facility that could be safe under a Moab. And of course, the thing about the Moab is, I know that term from my five-year-old plays video games, where one of the things on there in the balloons, if your kids play it, folks, balloons TD is the Moab. And it's not nuclear. So that is a device that an American president can use against someone who is really needs to be vaporized. And so if I were someone on that list, I would be concerned not only that America has a Moab, but that Donald Trump has now demonstrated that he will use the Moab. So,
well, there's no turning back here, James. On the Breitbart articles, Trump says, I don't know if it sends a message to North Korea, but we're sending a message to North Korea.
Oh, he's actually verbalized it. Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
He said, the problem in North Korea will be taken care of. Why not? So we're going to take care of it.
Okay, well, very good.
I'll send you the link to that.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at Breitbart right now.
He likes President Xi of China. He's a terrific person.
Yes, I'm looking at the headline now. Here are some of let's take a look at the Breitbart headlines. Breitbart being one of the two or three best sources we have throughout the day, every day, finding out what's actually going on.
I'm with you, Jen. I will read Breitbart. I mean, everything is under the sun is slanted, but Breitbart is unlikely to, you know, deliberately tell outright falsifications and pure BS that you would get from the mainstream media.
Yeah, and Breitbart, folks, is a of course it's the house that produced Stephen Bannon, and so, of course, you can be sure that they have a great deal of camaraderie and connection to Stephen Bannon. So this is a pipeline into what is Stephen Bannon? What is Stephen Bannon seeing inside the White House? So here are their headlines. U.S. drops mother of all bombs on Islamic State in Afghanistan. Trump, I don't know if Afghanistan bombing sends a message to North Korea. Of course it does. he's just saying that. I'm looking for others that might interest you tonight. Let's see here. Trump sending McMaster to Afghanistan. Okay,
I really like that. The only problem is he's probably going to come back.
Okay, I knew you were going to say that.
He ain't my favorite, James.
Yeah, the And I was this his birthday? Was this Kim? It's Kim Il-sung's birthday. That's the father of Kim. Oh, can you remember his name, George? Kim Jong Un. Kim Jong Un is their current guy.
Kim Jong Un. Whatever Kim Il-sung. I guess 3 premieres ago.
Yeah, he's
what happens to deposed Korean leaders? Did they put him in a dungeon to be eaten by maggots and weevils? I guess we'll never know.
And the so there we go. The lead article is Jeff Sessions rips bureaucrats refusing to back Trump policies and touts border security success. So let's take a look at that story.
That story. Let's secure our border. That would be a good start.
Yes. And now Breitbart, folks, is fulfilling the role that we set for ourselves, or the goal that we set for ourselves in upending the lamestream media. We have to replace it with something, and which means you need some video, you need some audio, as in radio, you need some great articles, you need news coverage. It's got to be current and hot. Can't be 2 or 3 days late. And so you have to have some good writers. And then you have to have good web people who put it all up in a beautiful package. And Breitbart has all of that. So if you don't, you can delete your bookmarks on NBC, CBS, ABC, and CNN. You can delete those bookmarks because you've got Breitbart. Attorney General Jeff Sessions joined syndicated Boston radio host Howie Carr on his broadcast Thursday, laying out the new path his Department of Justice is charting in the Trump era. So this is today's news. New measures to crack down at the border were of particular focus in light of Sessions' sweeping announcements in Nogales, Arizona, Tuesday. Talk also turned to Sessions' efforts to rebuild the Justice Department, still largely staffed, listen to this, folks, because this is true in every department, with holdover Obama-era appointees and career civil service employees, most of whom worked under the previous administration. Sessions continued, and when they say most, I would say it's like 95%. Sessions' continued crusade against so-called sanctuary cities made up the final portion of their conversation. I've been excited about progress at the border. This is Sessions speaking. March was the lowest level of illegal entrance to the country in 17 years. It was, the numbers jumped up now. It was 70% yesterday. It was 72% below the last month of the Obama administration. Sessions relayed to Carr. Building on his statements on Fox News's Hannity, he added, I thought if we had clear leadership by the president, by our officers, and tell people, please don't come illegally. If you want to come to America, wait your turn. If we do that, we'd see a decline. And so far, it's exceeded my expectation. And I would say so myself. I would not have expected what is it now, 84 days into the administration, illegal border crossings would have dropped 72%. I would have been happy with 25%. Carr expressed his disbelief at the controversy that has arisen over Sessions' directives. Carr says, you're enforcing the law. There's nothing new here. You're just taking the federal criminal code and enforcing it, he said. Sessions was equally incredulous. Sessions said, it is just beyond my comprehension how we drifted so far away from the common sense notion that sovereign nations have borders, and those borders should be honored. Any country that has common sense, and almost all do, has laws that if you commit a crime while you're in the country, lawfully or unlawfully, you are to be deported, unquote. Carr moved conversation to the pace of confirmations and appointments in the Sessions Department of Justice, slowed by Democratic political maneuvering. So factor that in, folks. We've got 90%+ of Obama people still in there, and their departure is being slowed deliberately by the Democrats. Maneuvering like the weeks-long protracted Senate battle over now-confirmed Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch, Sessions' efforts to assemble a team of his choosing around him has been painfully slow. Now, just put in there, ditto, for every other department. Only his choices for the number two and three spots at Department of Justice, Deputy Attorney General and Associate Attorney General have received a hearing and been passed for a vote of the full Senate by the Senate Judiciary Committee. So two, can you believe that? 84 days in, two, and they have not been confirmed. They've been passed on by committee to a full Senate vote. Only one other Department of Justice nomination has been officially taken up by the committee, antitrust assistant AG nominee Macon Del Ram. So that's deliberate obstructionism by the Democrats of the worst kind. Sessions told Carr that he expects his deputy pick, Rod Rosenstein of Maryland, and his nominee for associate AG, Rachel Brand of Iowa, to be confirmed soon, but expressed dismay over the whole process. And this is Sessions speaking now. It does appear, however, that we are further behind than normal with appointments. It looks like it will be 2 weeks before I get the first of my 15 or so Senate-confirmed deputies approved. Can you imagine that? The first, and he may be the first one in the entire government that's been confirmed as a deputy. It's not good. Unquote. Carr pressed Sessions on Obama holdovers throughout his department, especially those in the Civil Rights Division, who implemented Obama-appointed Assistant Attorney General Vanity Gupta's response to the Ferguson, Missouri, and Baltimore riots that has drawn considerable criticism on the political right. Are you trying to weed out these Obama-era people? Carr asked. Sessions acknowledged that career employees have always and will continue to make up the majority of the Justice Department, but had a stern message to those who might resist the new direction of the Department of Justice. He says, the president, the attorney general, set the policy, and I expect those policies to be followed. If people can't comply with the policies of this administration, they should look elsewhere, unquote. Very good news there. And the attorney general, now notice, by the way, notice how different this reporting is from the New York Times or the Washington Post or anything else we have. This is actual reporting. When we finish reading this, we know in a very condensed form what Jeff Sessions said to Howie Carr. And just the facts, ma'am. That's what the news should be. The attorney general was hopeful at the prospects for the career civil servants he oversees. This is interesting. We're getting pretty good cooperation, he said, citing the example of career prosecutor and acting U.S. attorney for the District of Rhode Island, Stephen Dombrook, who did not shy away from revealing the immigration status of those caught in a multi-state heroin roundup Thursday. And then the final paragraph here, Carr finally turned attention to a cornerstone of Sessions' nascent tenure at Department of Justice, so-called sanctuary jurisdictions that refuse to cooperate with federal authorities on immigration enforcement. And then here's Sessions' answer on that. We're going to, that's in the text here, urge these people involved in sanctuary cities, was Sessions' suggestive reply. The law says if somebody commits a crime in Boston or New Hampshire, they're to be deported if they're here unlawfully. Why cities would block that and keep criminals in their cities is beyond me, unquote.
Oh, there you go. It's beyond me too, Jay.
Yes. So there, folks, is a tremendous load of good news. And notice we've made the point here on this show. We're only, as Jeff Steve Bannon says, we're only at the top of the first inning. Jeff Sessions, if I understood the interview correctly, is still waiting for his first appointee to actually sit down at his desk to be confirmed. We got a little break right here. We'll take your calls and have more right after. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Here we are just before Easter on the Trump phenomenon. And you will take your calls at 800-313-9443. What a thought. The Donald Trump and Melania will host the Easter egg roll on the lawn of the White House. And my goodness. When's the last time you could get excited about that? A little bit of history there on the an exciting event that did occur. I'll have to check here during a break. But as I recall, it was in the presidency of Theodore Roosevelt, who didn't like the name Teddy. That was the nickname we gave him. But Theodore Roosevelt, I think, hosted the egg roll at which the young Charles Lindbergh participated as a little boy. Let me get my dates here straight. His father, Charles Lindbergh Sr., was a U.S. congressman from Minnesota, Little Falls, Minnesota. And that home that he built is still there. And it's a very fun place to visit. It's a state park donated to Minnesota by Charles Lindbergh and his mother, Evelyn. After his father's death, his father died when Lindbergh was young, but he was a U.S. congressman. And the So Charles Lindbergh got a look there at the presidency on the lawn as a little boy. He was born, let me get my dates right here. He died on August 26, 1974, if I remember right. And he was born on February 4th, 1902. Died when he was 72 years old. So the that would have been an egg roll. Well, I'll check the date on that egg roll. But Charles Lindbergh, very connected to Donald Trump, the, you know, among the two or three catchphrases that upon which Donald Trump was elected, as Ann Coulter said in the column we read yesterday, we elected Trump. And we elected him on Make America Great Again. And another phrase, America First. And that phrase was made very popular by Charles Lindbergh, the aviator, and also the very great philosopher and writer, underappreciated for that, much more than an aviator. But Charles Lindbergh, in the years 1940 and 1941, toured the United States, spoke to huge crowds, a la Donald Trump, crowds of 35,000 people gathered at a moment's notice as the chief spokesman for the America First Committee, which had which peaked at 800,000 members in an America that was less than half the size of America's population today. So translate that into 1.5 million members in today's numbers, responding to a call to, in a way, to keep America great. It was great then, to keep America great, was to stay out of other people's wars. And that's been the way to keep America great all along. And as Ann Coulter was urging President Trump, as Pat Buchanan has urged him in his last column, we need to stay out of other people's wars and not get dragged in by what is dubbed the war party. And, of course, the people whooping with the tomahawks of the war party can be seen jumping about, drooling all over themselves, people like Lindsey Graham and John McCain. So, and that's one of the jobs we're fulfilling now in the Patriot Movement, is putting our message out there that President Trump, we elected you as a peace candidate on the same kind of platform that Charles Lindbergh was advocating back in 1940 and 41. And I'm going to look here at my message board. I think I'm showing some messages on the board. Engineer, if I'm seeing my board correctly, well, maybe I'm not seeing it correctly. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. So I think the lines are actually open. Take this break. It's a chance to call in. We'll get you after.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. Thanks for joining us here just before Easter. And I got a little gem of Easter lore here during the break here. I looked up Charles Lindbergh's participation in the Easter egg roll, and it was his mother, Evangeline, who took him over to the Theodore Roosevelt White House while his dad was a U.S. congressman. Mom took him over there. He was the same age as my little boy, 5 years old, when he participated in that Easter egg hunt. So I can just imagine his reaction to finding Easter eggs and rolling Easter eggs in 1907, during the 1901 to 1909 presidencies of Theodore Roosevelt, Republican. Let me just take a look at our caller board here and see if I've got anything that I'm supposed to be paying attention to here. Okay, Daniel in Canada, you're on the air.
Hello there. Yeah, great show so far. I was listening to Mike Rivero and John, and I don't know. It's just, it seems like Trump is in like a den of vipers that, you know, the Charles Lindberghs and the Henry Fords warned us about. I don't know if you agree with that or not.
I certainly do. Charles Lindbergh
is a den of vipers, all right.
Den of Vipers, Ford and Lindbergh had it right, both of them. I think two of the great, great, great Americans. And I was so pleased, you know, when out of all the catchphrases that Donald Trump, you know, when you're crafting your campaign, when's the last presidential candidate who had America First as his campaign slogan? There's a reason. Well, I can't remember any. There weren't any. And when Donald Trump used that phrase, America First, that's a direct reference back to the America First Committee, which was led by Charles Lindbergh as the great speaker and financed by Henry Ford as the financier. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yeah, he, I mean, he wrote something called The International Jew, which is actually an a really interesting read. I can give you an example here in Canada. We've got a sort of a legendary news journalist who worked for the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, which is a public, supposed to be sort of a NPR of Canada. And her name was Barbara Frum, and she's one of the chosen ones. She was the Diane Sawyer of Canada, say, to put it in a different kind of context. She was the media darling. Her sister, or her daughter, rather, Linda Frum, is now a Canadian senator, gets $130,000 a year, and she chairs something called the Task Force for International Cooperation on Holocaust Education, Remembrance, and Research. Now, you're going to know Linda Frum's brother, David Frum. He was
Bush's speechwriter.
The Axis of Evil speech. So that's just one example. So this guy's one of these anti-Trump. He writes for The Atlantic right now. He's one of the chief editors there. So, you know, he's the first to say, oh, we need to go into Syria. We need to take out Iran, you know, the Axis of Evil. So Bush had the Den of Vipers. I mean, this guy was the speechwriter that was taking, you know, talking points from AIPAC and putting them on the teleprompter.
Yeah, and Daniel, our job in the Patriot world, the Patriot community, we've got our work cut out for us for 8 years. Yes, Donald Trump is in a nest of vipers and, you know, a variety of vipers there. And they are all of them working against the interests of our people and keeping our country the great place that it was. So they despise Donald Trump. It's unimaginable to unimaginable to them that after they had achieved the success of electing Barack Hussein Obama, can you imagine an American president with a middle name Hussein? they achieved that, and then they reelected him. My gosh, you know, I mean, that, wow, talk about being, you know, down the tubes. We were way down the tubes. So these people, as they prepared to crown Hillary Clinton as their chief executive, they thought Donald Trump, no chance at all. I think just before the election, the New York Times and a couple other Washington Post, they had odds of Trump winning as low as 1% in their calculation, and actually went below 1% just before the election for some of them. So they were truly shocked when Trump won, and they Now, what's our job? You know, our guy is in there, someone who wants to restore America and save America. Can he do it all by himself? No, he can't, of course. And so it's important for us not to wring our hands too much or get too despondent if this den of vipers, is active and Ann Coulter, I like the way Ann Coulter expressed it yesterday in her editorial, where she said that it appears that, you know, our president grabbed the country that was going in the question of war in Syria, going the wrong direction at 90 miles an hour. And thank goodness our president grabbed the wheel and got the car back on the road. And that's what he did the day before yesterday when he pronounced, "We are not going into Syria." He said it twice in successive sentences. And then our Secretary of Defense, Mattis, also said the same day, we are not going into Syria. So this we'll have more of these. You know, it is not the war party and the other side and the nest of vipers, which, by the way, you know, I'll add in here, has a variety of people. You know, John McCain, last time I checked, wasn't Jewish, and neither is Lindsey Graham. But they're certainly working against the interests of our people.
They're the first on stage at AIPAC, though. Like, they're, you know, the head chief speakers. So it's not just a Jewish thing. I know that. It's a Zionist thing. I mean, some Christian Zionists are worse than some of these, rabid Israelis that
Also, Daniel, you know, by the way, this... Some great books which have not yet been written need to be written. The closest coming to it, one of the great books has been written, The Culture of Critique by American Freedom Party director Kevin B. McDonald. Culture of Critique attempts to explain why, who's doing this? Who is trying to, who's holding the doors open at our border and inviting a swarm of people to come in and overwhelm and destroy our nation. Who's doing this, and why would they do such a thing?
I mean, Kevin McDonald. Basically, the reason for that, and I have it here in Canada, because, I mean, if you come to Canada, you're not going to find any white Europeans left. In Vancouver, we've got stop signs that are written in Mandarin. It's the idea is to just dilute us so we have no sense of who we are. And, you know, they're going after the children now. Like, they're, you know, propagandizing the children so bad that they're the ones that are going to be voting for the Hillary Clintons in the future.
Well, they did in this last election. Yeah, they did in this last election. And that's a very, very scary thing. That's also, Daniel, that's part of our job as patriots, especially as older ones like Paul Fromm and myself and George. The most recent generations voted in a very scary way in this last election and in the previous ones. And so it looks like the brainwashing, these are good kids, it looks like the brainwashing is having a little bit of effect. So that's one of our jobs here. But the thing I wanted to mention about, you know, the bad guys here is that we have, you know, and think about it, folks, think about your own town and your own neighborhood, your own, you know, who are the people sponsoring refugees in your neighborhood and so on? Well, a lot of them belong to things like Lutheran social services. We have that up here and big time up here, working overtime to find anywhere refugees from anywhere, the more strange and unusual and incompatible with North Dakota, the better. In the other churches, they have these agencies, Christian churches have these agencies bringing in do-gooders, bringing in, they think of themselves as do-gooders, and they are, bringing in these refugees, opening the doors, protesting against, you know, this, that, and the other, and worshiping diversity. Why this is happening, this is not something easily answered on a radio show. I wonder about it every day. You know, you walk through, you see things as you walk through the supermarket, you see things, you know, things happening, walking around you down the aisles, and you go, what? I mean, it takes my breath away every day. I'm not going to be too specific here, but you see things that you're going, what is that? You know, what is she thinking? Or what's her dad thinking? And how does this happen? How do people do this to themselves? And that's another thing.
A lot of good people they don't know what's going on. I mean, they've got a good heart and they see what the media tells them to see, and they just don't realize the bigger picture. And
yes,
some of
and
us that actually, you know, research this, and you know who George Soros is, backing all these refugees and immigrants into Europe. It's horrible. I mean, this guy George Soros is trying to lower the U.S. Voting age to 16 because he knows this new generation of propagandized youth are going to give them exactly what they want when it comes to the White House and so forth.
Yeah, Now, I don't know if you have Lutheran social services up there in Canada, but if you're down here, you know, I advise anybody, if you're wondering who's bringing people into your town, you do well to start with Lutheran social services. So there's this inexplicable element. I just want to add this to the mix here. Of course, there are, you know, folks like George Soros, you know, and David Frum, and so on. Bad news. But they're not doing it all by themselves. And they could not do it without our own people. And that's what I say when you see this in the supermarket. How are we doing this to ourselves? What happened to us? And, you know, some of the obvious points there, somehow we lost the love and appreciation. We lost some of it, the love and appreciation of who we are as a people. And we lost
and
the
community.
We stopped
you
thinking
know,
of ourselves.
You used to know your neighbor, and, you know, now you don't know your neighbor. So, you know, you're not going to be boring his lawnmower and that kind of thing. They want it like this. They really do. They enjoy it. When I say they, I mean the George Soroses of the world and the David Frums and the, you know, it's all about just diluting what we have as
people in a nation. To tell you folks what it's like for us older guys, I went to a high school, Palisades High School in California, with 2,000 students, over 2,000 students, big high school. And what diversity meant to us was, this is in Los Angeles. We were in the Los Angeles School District. I think we had one sort of halfway black guy in the whole school. We had a couple of Asians. Diversity for us meant the exchange student who would be either from the Netherlands or Norway, and we'd have one of those. And that was, you know, that's how much it's changed. You go back to my same high school today, and it's like where are the Europeans? What happened? What happened to the Europeans?
Yeah. And the immigrants were great. I mean, they were great for Canada and the United States, the Germans and Italians. And, you know, they had crap jobs when they first came here, but they assimilated. They started speaking the language. They wanted their children to speak the language. And you look at Los Angeles now, and it's the Hispanic people that want to secede from the United States. And, you know, if you ever heard of La Raza,
oh,
literally means the race. Yeah.
Right.
Like they and don't the want movimiento, to assimilate.
The Movimiento Estudiantil Chicano de Aztlán, Mecha. They're very proud of themselves. La Raza means the race. Wouldn't it be great if we Europeans had an organization called the race?
Yeah.
I actually have a race.
Over so well.
Somebody got the notion into our heads that there's something horribly racist about being proud of your own people and wanting to make America great again. That's what they were saying about Donald Trump. This is racist to say that we want to make America great again. What are you really saying, Mr. Trump? That sounds racist to us. And they're still saying that. So, and we must, you know, carry on this. Are we proud of our people? And what is one of the reasons we want to control our borders? It is because we want to maintain our people. Now, here's something we can do on the radio and that we can do in our movement that Donald Trump is not as free to do from the White House. We can talk more bluntly, as blunt as he is, we can talk more bluntly, and we can connect dots that he is not able to connect all the time. But yes, are we trying to preserve our race? Yes, we are. And anybody who thinks that that's not a goal number one is dreaming. If we don't preserve our people, what is our people? Who was the politician, George, who said we can't save ourselves by having other people's babies? Was that Steve King?
Yes.
I mean, that's Steve King.
And before I lose our caller, Mr. Daniel, I'd be delighted if you would call us again on our Sunday show where we have 3 hours. Paul Fromm's usually there. And I love talking about what in the devil's, you know, what is the salvation of the Dominion of Canada? Now, we have a miserable disaster here in Washington, in America, but I've never seen anything like typical politics of the Trudeau era in Canada. It's 50,000 times more left-wing than anything here, and I'd be delighted to talk about that at great length.
Okay, I'll do a little bit of research, and I'll try and make some time on Sunday, guys. But I'll let you go for now.
All right, Daniel. Thank you. By the way, have you met Paul Fromm?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, we can fix that.
All right.
He's all over Canada all the time speaking. We got a break coming up. We'll see you folks in just a moment.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks, and you are tuned in to the Trump phenomenon. I would like to turn our attention here for just a moment to another recent event that's of great concern to us, and that is, well, we talked about what we as patriots can do, things that Donald Trump himself can't do as well. He can't, as blunt as he is, as frank as he is, he can't be as blunt or as frank as we can. And, you know, folks out there who are, you know, blah, 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 they don't get it yet. They need to hear what's going on. The great thing that happened to us, what are the two great things to happen to us in our lifetimes? Donald Trump and the web, the World Wide Web, the Internet. Well, in my pantheon, along there with Charles Lindbergh and Henry Ford, in my pantheon of heroes for the last 20-some years has been Tim Berners-Lee, now Sir Tim Berners-Lee. Why? And I didn't realize this until just this moment. He was born on my birthday, June 8th, 1955. Tim John Berners-Lee invented the World Wide Web. That's right, one man. He invented the World Wide Web. We'll talk about that in a second. But he didn't
stop.
You mean
it wasn't Al Gore?
It wasn't Al Gore. One man, one genius. And he also invented hypertext protocol, HTTP, that is what the whole web is based on. Well, and of course, this is what the left, you know, in the same way that the left was totally shocked by the arrival of Donald Trump, they were totally shocked and unprepared in their control of the media to deal with the internet and the World Wide Web. Internet, another invention, not that of Tim Berners-Lee, did not invent the internet. That's DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Project, that invented the internet, a U.S. defense agency that invented the internet. But then putting a World Wide Web on it, designed so that everybody could communicate with everybody else freely, and designed, DARPA did this, they designed the internet so that it had no central focus, it had no central hub or control point, so that nobody could control it or knock it out. It was the main idea. They were asked to design something that could not be taken out in a nuclear strike with the Soviet Union, so that, let's say, after the smoking rubble of a nuclear strike, let's say only 20% of America was still functioning, the internet would still function. The pieces of it that were left would join each other and still work. Brilliant, genius design. Well, here's the matter of concern. I have to now take Tim Berners-Lee off my list of the great heroes because he has lost his mind. He has, as genius as he is, he said, here's what he said in the last week. This is an article on Fortune. Oh my gosh, we're going to run out of it. I've got to cover it tomorrow. He wants us to control and throttle the internet. Oh my gosh, because nasty ideas are spreading. Nasty ideas like ours. We'll talk about that tomorrow night. See you then.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.